I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
And not on a football Friday. The Eddie Scazzeri, what's up? We've got cool games coming up. Week 7 of the NFL at 5:25. We've got so much to get to. What's up, Al?
You know, in some ways, Jerry, I'd love for it to be Week 7 in the NFL. In other days, I couldn't imagine.
Week 7 in the NFL?
Yeah, because that would mean that we'd have all of this terrible winter rain.
That is true.
Cold to get through. And
yesterday was lovely, wasn't it?
I just want to get the summer, Jerry.
Can I give you some good news?
Yeah.
You're going to have very good weather starting tomorrow.
All right.
Like, very good. Like, next week, we're talking mid-70s and sunny.
Is that right?
Not summer, but very close to summer.
That is very close, Jerry. Yesterday, Jerry, as I was perusing Twitter in the afternoon, I saw O.J. Simpson died.
Yeah, that we got that news about. It was right after we did the podcast, actually.
Oh, really?
That news came out at about 10:40 a.m. yesterday.
All right. 10:40, O.J. Simpson died.
It's funny. Someone comes over to me and they're like, "You got O.J.?" I'm like, "Yeah, he's dead." They're like, "What are you going to do with that?" I'm like, "Nothing. I'm going to say he died and move on.
I'm going to say O.J.'s dead."
That's it.
76 years old. So I saw, Adam Schefter, all the not only news people tweeting about it, but the football people were tweeting about mm-hmm. it. So I saw, the first one I saw was Ian Rappaport, and I was like, oh, let me look at the comments and want to see if people are just like calling OJ a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
No. Jerry, I could not believe the love OJ Simpson was getting from rando Twitter people. Under Ian Rappaport's
post. I'll do you one better.
Wild.
Eddie, is it possible? Do you record right now, or do you have the ability to go back and grab something real quick for me?
I can do that.
You do me a favor and go back to, I believe it was 3:53 this morning, and get the caller to Alvin about OJ.
A fella named Mike McMahon said, 3:55 a.m., that OJ call and their reaction is worth playing on the morning show.
That's okay. That's funny. I didn't even realize that was there.
And then he gave me the quote, which I'll save and we'll hear it.
I'm sitting
live.
There like, what am I listening to?
Yeah. Yeah, it was bizarre to see people like, let's not forget OJ was a great football player. No, OJ killed two people. And he didn't just kill them. He essentially took their heads off.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware. I know.
I was so obsessed with the O.J. Simpson thing.
I'm not even kidding. Is this where, like, the fascination of the whole murder stuff?
No, this was my fascination with, like, race in America and the idea that a jury could be so stupid and be presented with DNA facts that were 99.9999, that O.J. was the only one who could have possibly done it.
Right.
And still letting a guy go, being able to see for me, the first time where somebody could be a murderer with all of the evidence against them. And because you had enough money to hire losers that defend
celebrity murderers, staff of attorneys. Yeah.
Yeah. That you could literally get away with murder in America.
Yeah.
And then watching the live reactions and be like, whether that be on the Oprah show or and black people jumping up and cheering and white people sitting there sullen. It was so bizarre. Yeah.
As the many times throughout our history, a very, very much a country divided.
But that was the one that I just could. I understand if you're for Trump, against Trump, for Biden, against Biden. You could not, I don't know, as a human being with a brain, you could look at the evidence against OJ and think, yes, he's innocent. And they pull out all weird theories, people who believed OJ. Well, his son helped him. Based on what information, you morons? It used to drive me insane, Jerry. Like, I used to, when I would meet people for the first time, if I was at, like, we have a big event tomorrow night. If this were back, like, in the OJ days.
Sure.
When I would meet new people, I would always ask, like, oh, do you think OJ killed two people? If they even hesitated, I would think I'm dealing with a moron here. I must get away from them.
I understand.
And it was just so strange why that fell on racial lines. It just didn't make any sense.
And yet we lived right through it.
We lived right through it.
The whole thing. How many of those attorneys? So OJ's now passed. I know Robert Kardashian has passed away.
Johnny Cochran died.
I was going to ask you. How many are
Big
there?
Big fat F. Lee Bailey, that old douche.
Is he alive?
Dead.
So most of them, if not all of them, have passed. And what about
Marsha Clark.
She was the prosecuting attorney. Yeah.
And
is
Christopher Darden, I believe they're still alive.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it was interesting listening to, and I didn't listen to much of it because as soon as I heard OJ, I moved on. I wasn't interested in a whole day of OJ Simpson coverage. Don't care. Whatever. He's gone. We move on. But it depended upon who you listened to. Some were telling amazing stories about his, and the football career, like, is part of his story. Like, there is OJ the football player, and then there is OJ the loser. It's all part of a big story for sure. I'm not saying there isn't. But it's like, you can't take it seriously if you spend most of your time on OJ the football player and very little time on the other stuff where he should have spent the rest of his life in prison. So I was OJ'd out, and I wasn't really, honestly, I love the fact that it happened yesterday. And I was talking to BT and Sal, and Sal's the one who's like, what do we do on OJ? And BT's like, nothing. Let's get back to the Yankees. I'm like, great. Perfect. Move on.
I found the phone call.
Can you listen? You didn't hear this.
I did not.
I did as I was parking the car. I almost drove right into a pole.
I present Peter and Lawrence.
And there's something else I want to talk about.
Sure.
OJ is deceased. He was a great football player. He made a mistake.
A mistake.
Two people paid. But he should be remembered as a great football player who rushed 2,000 yards in one season.
This is a real caller.
Yeah.
This wasn't staged.
And if Caitlyn Jenner wants to say good riddance, that's her prerogative.
Yeah, I understand. Thanks for the call, Peter. You know what's a mistake?
Oh, my God.
When you cheat off your classmate.
That's enough. Wow. Just wow. What are we doing?
This is what we were doing back then.
Oh my. And still doing in 2024.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy for the Goldman family and the Brown family and that they don't have to see OJ making fantasy football picks online or people loving OJ or running into OJ at a restaurant or on a golf course. Goodbye, OJ, you loser.
Mm. Amazing.
You jerk.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see a couple other things. I actually thought more celebrities would be with the, well, OJ was a great man, blah, 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 blah. But most of the things I saw, like Stephen A. Smith said OJ was guilty. Caitlyn Jenner tweeted the good riddance. Kyle Brandt, for whatever reason, released a video where he said, here's what I think of OJ's legacy. And he just called him a murderer, mm-hmm. but then he deleted it.
Hmm. We have the audio, actually, I believe, somewhere.
Which is funny because Kyle Brandt was part of the Jim Rome show back right. when Jim Rome was, you know.
Go ahead. You say it.
Fun and hardcore and was right. great. And that was all during the, I mean, they just pummeled.
Kyle Brandt was part of Jim Rome back then?
Really? I think the part of it, yeah. Definitely not 94, 95, but.
Okay.
The OJ killing two people lived on Jim Rome show for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they still get references to it. But so he did that, but then he deleted it. Jeremy Schapp said, am I filled with sorrow today? I am not.
Mm-hmm. I heard of Jeremy Schapp. He was one that I thought was very good in discussing the complexity of him trying to decipher the two different people. He's like, at the end of the day, you can't. I mean, the guy that ran for 2,000 yards is the same guy that did this heinous crime. That's the story.
Yeah.
I thought he was very good. Like, you're not sad about it, and you move on.
I might start asking people that again that I meet. You think OJ killed two people? If I get any hesitation, I just walk away.
I wonder if my kids even know about OJ.
Probably not.
I mean, so Matthew's 19. So he was born in 04, which is a decade after this happened.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty good with the sports. I'm wondering how much he actually knows about the Simpson case. I should have asked him yesterday. I didn't
it's
even think of it.
Interesting because when you get some distance between it, and then if you see something like maybe articles came out because OJ died, and once you see the mountain of evidence again, you're like, this guy, can't believe.
I remember it at the time. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Yep. I know.
It was absolute insanity. Then the good thing, though, that yesterday we did get a lot of clips of Norm MacDonald, who has also passed away.
Yes.
People were putting out the montage of all the times Norm MacDonald mocked OJ on Weekend Update. So that was fun to see.
Let me ask you this. This is a weird question. This ties into this and the Masters in a weird way. Who do you think got more back pages or front pages, OJ or Tiger Woods?
OJ.
Because Tiger, I think, was 90-something straight days with the whole cheating scandal. You think OJ was more?
Yeah, I do. I think OJ, that thing just went on forever. Because when it first happened, then the court case, and they had, as you mentioned, all those lunatics, F. Lee Bailey, Robert Kardashian,
right.
Johnny Cochran, Darden, Clark, they were all became Cato Kalin, that loser who could have put OJ in jail
yeah.
with his testimony. I don't remember anything. I'm Cato, you jerk. And of course, radio, being the losers we are, hires Cato Kalin to do a show.
We did?
Not we, but the industry. Yeah. Cato had a talk show.
You're kidding me.
On KLSX in Los Angeles.
Wow, I was not aware. Why would I be? Jerk. Wasn't in Los Angeles.
That guy's a jerk, too.
Just,
put him in jail, Jerry.
It's amazing. You put in OJ New York Post covers. My God, are there a lot of them. I mean, Jesus.
I will say the great Mark Norman, Jerry, he's a stand-up comedian, very popular. He tweeted, quote, I didn't do it. Signed, cancer. That was good. That I enjoyed. That's hilarious.
That is kind of Mark Furman. Remember that name?
Oh, that guy, that dope is the guy who ended up getting OJ free.
Wow. I'm just looking at all this stuff, all these headlines now. Mark OJ Furman. Goes golfing. He's back with him. He's sticking his head through I guess this was after the Vegas incident.
Yeah.
And he was in jail and then back out of jail. And then the Furman one here is, where is that? Oh my gosh. This is wild. Man, no, Furman takes the fifth.
I plead the fifth. By the way, OJ used to be on the board for Infinity Broadcasting.
Why?
After
this?
No.
Oh, God.
Before he whacked two people,
all right,
Jerry.
I was going to say, what the hell?
Oh, everyone loved OJ.
Wow.
Oh, OJ was the best.
Well, prior to this, he was a pitch man. He was, again, I am not comparing the two in terms of what they did. But when you think about image, think about Tiger's image prior to the whole thing with his wife and then finding out that he was trying to have sex with everything, right? Every woman that he came across, and the way his image, clearly come back. But for a while there, you went from, no, Tiger, no way. OJ, again, I'm not talking about, this is murder. This is not what Tiger did. Tiger's a grown man. He can do that stuff if he wants. Just cost him his marriage. But the image of OJ prior to that was squeaky. Remember the Naked Gun?
Yeah.
We loved him in that movie.
Right. Even though there was tons of evidence that he beat his wife many times.
But did we know about that prior to the murders? I don't feel like we did.
People around the couple knew about it because she had told a bunch of them, he's going to kill me one day.
But in terms of publicly, we didn't know that. And all we saw was the image and the Hollywood OJ. That's all we knew.
Yeah. And also not fair. Everyone used to just be like, he killed Nicole Brown Simpson and a waiter.
I know.
A rando waiter.
Well, it's kind of like what Eddie's always said, if anything happens to us when Boomer's around.
Right.
Boomer and four others.
Right. And perish in a plane crash.
Wow, right, yes.
We always hear all the time, you always see, Jerry, you see like people have shirts or they'll go, F cancer, right?
Yeah.
We see that. We'll give you this one, cancer. Cancer, we're going to give you this one.
Good Lord.
Applaud. Good job, cancer, on this one. Most of the time, you do suck.
I wonder if anybody's made a shirt yet with that, with his face.
Yay, cancer. Good job, cancer. Way to go.
Holy crap.
Oh, and he got prostate cancer, too. That's the worst. You would get cancer anywhere having to do with your wiener. That's
awful.
Not a good one.
Is what that is, yes. For anybody else that gets it.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Correct.
Why don't you tell us some good stuff there?
Here's what I wish, that instead of Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden, I wish they threw my main man Michael the Bull up there. We'd have thrown OJ's ass right in jail to the electric chair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good wake-up song right there. It's a get-your-ass-up Friday. It's a fun Friday. Football Friday. Who do you like, Patriots or Colts this week?
Well, I'll take the Colts, Jerry. Speaking of that, Tom Brady again.
Yeah.
He's such a pain in the ass.
Well, not again. This is actually the first time he's done this, actually, to be quite honest.
This year? What do you mean? He did this all last year. He was like, oh, maybe I'll come back. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll come back. Maybe I will.
Show me when, because all I remember is him saying, no, I'm done. And I've been the one, because we've had this conversation, I'm like, I don't buy it. I think if someone came calling, he'd go.
I thought he's always been leaving the door open.
Not that I've ever heard. This is, to me, this is the first time I've ever heard him like this talk about, I got to find it now, but where he's literally not only leaving the door open, he's almost daring teams, to be quite honest, to call him. That's how I took it.
Yeah, so this is I mean,
what's this podcast called?
Again, Jerry, these podcasts. This is a podcast, Jerry, that's called Deep Cut with Vic Blends. I guess he gives you a haircut while this is the podcast. You're in the barber chair getting a haircut, and that's the interview.
And then this, well, it's different, I suppose.
I suppose so.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down, would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
By the way, that's not fair anyway. Like, you have a team, you're 14 games into the season, and you could just pull some rando dude off the street. That's not fair.
We've talked about this before. The same way, like, they've grabbed guys off the street, and then they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Even worse than week 14.
Yeah, that's... No.
Now, there's a reason why those guys are on the street, you would think. This is a little bit of a different case, because this is a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Who is 45, I guess now, 46, but is still in... It's unbelievable. You see him, he doesn't look like he's aged at all.
You know what? Like, I was loving Tom Brady. I'm all about Tom Brady. When I hear this, I'm like, he's a turnoff. And then part of me wants him to do this and then just get demolished in the playoffs. Goodbye. Go out the bad way.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Go out a loser.
Well, he did go out a loser because they didn't play very well their last season.
Right.
He actually did go out a loser. He should have gone out after he won the Super Bowl in Tampa.
He did not.
No. Came back for another season. Everybody got hurt, and they were very, I think they were maybe a game under 500 and lost the playoff game, and that was it.
I love some of the teams he mentions there. He mentions the Patriots. He did. Yeah, because they're going to be in playoff contention this year. The Patriots are going to win four games.
They'd be awful. It'd be awful. Maybe the Patriots because Bill's not there anymore.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Now that, yeah, right. Imagine that team with no discipline. I mean, they're terrible with a disciplined coach.
Yeah, but they have been. They've had no quarterback and no players.
I mean, we got to think up a new idea for a podcast, Jerry, because that guy was just like, what if I did this? Cut your hair and talk to you. Where else do you talk to people?
Where else do you?
Yeah.
You could do the OJ podcast on the street.
Oh, I would love to do the OJ podcast. What about this podcast, Jerry? I take a job as a cashier at a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrities come in with a big order. They've got their cart full of groceries. And as I'm ringing them up, I interview them.
You have a conversation with them. So it's like a four-minute podcast.
Yeah. Boop, boop.
As where I'm are you going to find the supermarket where celebrities actually shop for themselves?
I think there are some, like, in L.A., there's, like, there's some, like, bougie supermarkets.
You're going to move to L.A. now?
Well, just to do the podcast.
I like it.
There's some bougie supermarkets, and I would just be like, what is this, grass-fed beef? Boop. What do you think of the O.J. Simpson case? Boop. Would you consider coming back to make a Super Bowl run? Boop.
We have come up with a lot of different podcast concepts, have we not?
Yeah. But this guy's clearly popular enough that he got Tom Brady to sit down in his chair to get a haircut and get an interview.
And there's no way to... Now, I know... So I'm going to... Let me ask you this. Do you think he's got a YouTube page?
Yes.
You do?
Vic Blends.
Deep Cuts, that's right.
Deep Cuts with Vic Blends.
All right, so the Deep Cuts podcast, it comes right up. How many subscribers do you think he's got?
350,000.
No, 60,000.
Oh, wow.
Still a good number, though.
That's the terrible number. Still, to get Tom Brady?
But 60,000 subscribers is still nothing to sneeze at, I would think.
I'll sneeze right at it. Achoo.
I have a YouTube channel. I only have 51 subscribers.
Yeah, well, Sam, I am terrible at it, too. But there's no way if I called Tom Brady to come sit down for an interview, he would do it.
Hey, this guy's had Russell Wilson. I mean, I'm just looking at who...
So how do they know who this guy is?
I don't know. Lil Baby.
Oh, Lil Baby?
Lil Baby. He's been on the Pat McAfee show. Wow. I don't know, man. I don't know.
He only has 44,000 Twitter subscribers. Twitter followers.
How many?
44,000.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
He should have told us that here's what he should have asked Tom Brady as he was cutting his hair, because this is perfect for a cutting hair podcast. Where'd you get this fake hair from, Tom? I'm looking at pictures of you. I'm looking at pictures of you in your late 20s, bald. Now you've got all this hair I've got to cut. So I guess it's real hair if it needs to be cut.
Must be. It's like the Chia Pet.
Cha-cha-cha-chia.
You put the seeds in. You water it.
Yeah.
And here comes hair.
You water Tom Brady's head. This Ohtani interpreter thing, we got a couple more nuggets yesterday, Jerry, which I found quite interesting. That this interpreter dude, I love it, I just call him interpreter guy because there's
everybody knows who you're talking about.
No way I could say his name.
Musahara?
Maybe. So he placed in a 26-month period. Now, Jerry, I did the math on that. 26 months is 2 years. 2 years is 24 months.
Yeah.
26 months is 2 years and 2 months. In 2 years and 2 months, he placed bets of, he won $142 million.
But what did he lose?
He lost $182 million.
Yes, he did. So he's down $40 million.
Down $40 million. Where are all these people that called me when he was, and when we thought all he was down was $4 million?
Yeah, I don't understand any of this.
All these people call me going, a bookie would never take $4 million. This guy's only making $300,000 a year.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm still not buying it.
It was also interesting to see some of the text messages came out between the bookie and the interpreter. Saying where their interpreter's going, nah, I'm going to need a couple more days. I need a couple more days to scrounge up $40 million. And the bookie's writing back going, I'm seeing Ohtani walking his dog right now. Maybe I go tell him what's going on. So it does seem
that
looking
Ohtani
at the
was
evidence,
completely in the dark.
It does seem like Ohtani didn't
what
know what was going on.
What I just don't understand is how I know when you're making that kind of money, you do have people handling your money to a certain extent. You can tell me you never check. And you don't see millions of dollars missing? I mean, come on.
I check all the time.
So
my accounts.
You know what mostly for? For fraud. And for, you know, when people steal your identity. Like, if you don't check your financials, I think weekly, if not more, I think you're in line for a problem.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me that he had that much trust in his financial people? I don't know. I still, something to me doesn't seem right. But, I mean, this isn't a Major League Baseball investigation. This was the IRS investigation,
right,
who I don't think give a damn who Shohei Ohtani is. So I guess it's legit. It just doesn't seem right to me.
So they say now that he stole more than $16 million from Ohtani, not $4.5 million. Man, 26-month period, he bet so much that he lost $182 million.
There was one line in one of the articles I read that he had bets, I don't even know why you would put this first number in, he had bets ranging from $10 to $100,000. Like, all right.
Yeah. I guess some things he was less confident
in. I guess so.
A $10 bet.
Let me ask you this, because I didn't get enough into it. At no point he was betting baseball.
That's what it says.
Because I don't believe that either.
It said they have found so far no evidence
that
he bet baseball.
That's amazing to me.
Because maybe he didn't think he was a baseball expert.
Okay, you're in the locker room. You hear, you see. Kind of like what Craig said. When you get desperate and you're losing a lot, you start to go to what you know most of. You're going to tell me at no point he was like, I'm going to steal $16 million from my friend, not tell him, but I can't cross this line. What? It just doesn't add up to me.
Yeah, so I think without any further evidence, we've got to assume at this point that Ohtani...
Fair enough.
Was a victim and was not betting.
Yeah, there's no evidence to otherwise, other than feeling like it ain't right. I have no evidence to say it isn't.
I just don't understand all those calls from bookies that we got that said they wouldn't take these bets. This is way too much money for a guy that's not making that much money unless Ohtani was backing him.
And I fully agreed with that. And I fully agree with everything Craig said. It all made sense to me. A lot of this doesn't make sense to me. So I don't know. Maybe they run and hide. Maybe they call you back today. I don't know.
Unless the bookies just assumed the ties to Ohtani would be enough of a threat to get their money.
Well, and clearly it worked because he stole the money from him.
Good point.
You know?
Man, that's a lot of betting.
It sure is. I would love to know the amount. I know what the money is. I'd love to know what the amount of actual bets placed was.
Yeah. How many bets?
Yeah.
I think one of the articles did have it. I'll have to go back and take a look at that. Yeah. What a weird, wild snow, Drew. Did you see the Mets won a big game?
Mets killed them. They actually killed the Braves yesterday.
They killed the Braves,
and
Jerry.
You know what? I was complaining a couple of days ago about not sustainable. All they're doing is hitting home runs. You look at yesterday's game, they outbraved the Braves. They were moving runners along, singles, doubles, all sorts. And all right, now this, I'm going to say something. I am not claiming this to be true. I'm not even, but you watch that game. I thought I was watching the Black Sox back in the early 1900s.
Is that right?
I don't know if you saw any of this game.
The
Braves looked so disinterested.
Yeah.
They must have made, I'm going to say five plays that raised an eyebrow. Like, are you trying to not win? Yeah, it was weird. From a play in center field to a play at shortstop from, I think it's Orlando Arcia, a play at third. Now, the play at third base, the guy got eaten up. It was a hard hit ball. But there were so many, like, just lazy plays that are routine for them. You could watch that game and be like, you guys want to win today? Or are we just, like, we're good losing this game by a lot and moving on? It was weird.
16-4, Jerry.
And you saw the grand slam by Tyrone Taylor, who he hit it off of.
Former Met.
Guillorme.
Yeah, Luis Guillorme.
That was pretty funny.
I also saw the DJ Stewart hit another home run.
He did.
His only two hits this year, Jerry.
Are home runs.
That's pretty cool.
I suppose.
I mean,
you better hit more of them, though.
Right, if your only hits are going to be home runs, you got to hit 50 of them.
Like, if he played every day and went 30 for 600 with 30 home runs and 80 RBIs, but he was 30 for 600 batting 050.
Yeah, not good.
Not great.
It's not going to be good.
That's Joey Gallo times 10.
Yeah.
That would not be good.
That is not going to be
good.
But
he's a power bat.
He sure is. Man. DJ Stewart.
It was good, though, because you had... It's funny, because I watched this game, like, on rewind, if you will. Because I forgot it was on at 12:20, even though I said it every hour. So you go back, and the first thing I did, I checked. 3 o'clock, the Mets, though, I forgot about. So I go, I check the box score. I see they won 16-4. I'm like, I hope Lindor broke out. No. Nope, he did not. Everybody else had, Jeff McNeil had a big game. Starling Marte was good. Harrison Bader was on base a few times. Brandon Nimmo was outstanding. Alonso had some hit. Like, everybody was into the mix. Lindor had one hit.
Except Lindor.
Yes. They got to get him going. And I also would like to apologize to you.
Oh, thank you.
The audience and to the Kansas City Royals. Because I said Mets Royals this weekend. Yawn. This isn't the Royals of 2015. The Royals just swept the Astros. They've won 7 straight games, and they scored in the first inning yesterday 9 runs.
Is that all? It's going to be
9 runs?
A brouhaha then, Jerry.
Oh, my God.
16 runs the Mets are coming off of, 9 runs the Royals are coming off of.
No, no. They scored 13 for the game. They scored 9 in the first inning.
Oh, 9 in the first inning.
Yes.
Hmm. And, Jerry, I think, I'm not 100%, I think the Astros are behind the A's in the standings.
They might be. The Astros have not. Awesome. They got swept by the Yankees. They've been swept by the Royals. I mean, that's 7 losses right there. And the A's have won a few games, which is pretty wild. So, yeah, it's been an interesting start to the season. So my apologies, Al. I misled you yesterday.
You got it, Jerry. Interesting pitching matchup today. Luis Severino for the Mets.
Yes.
Michael Wacha.
Yes, who was on the Mets.
I always think of Michael Wacha as a Cardinal.
Yeah. Well, you remember he was with the Mets a couple years ago.
Vaguely.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got, I think Carlos Carrasco is pitching for the Guardians.
Yes.
And you've got for the Yankees, Clark Schmidt. So you got former Mets and Yankees all over the place here.
We all over it, Jerry.
And in some cases, pitching for the other team, like mm-hmm. Luis Severino tonight. All right, quick break, 5:39. We got more to do, including, Boomer and Gio at 6 on a Friday on the Fan.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this Bobby Wood's race car driver?
No, this is just what's known as Big Brown Beaver.
Oh, man.
Jerry, watch that guy play bass like this guy.
Keep practicing.
Bass?
Yeah, keep practicing.
Man, I would just go, I'd go club hopping and just hop on the bands and be like, can I come up and play bass? Do you guys know Winona's Big Brown Beaver? Just follow along.
You'd be the head of the party.
Oh, man, Jerry, I'd be killing it. You got to figure, like, you play bass. Most people, when they're growing up, if they choose an instrument, they pick guitar, drums.
Yes, which drives parents nuts.
Like, the bass is last. So if you want to get in a band, learn the bass.
Yeah, fair.
Only four strings.
I couldn't figure it out. What about the flute?
The flute seems complicated. Seems very complicated.
I had a trumpet when I was a kid.
See?
That did not go well.
I got to say, like, to ask a kid to play the trumpet or a horn seems like, ugh, lame-o. It's not a drums or guitar. But if you're older and you know how to play a horn.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, like when you go see a band that has a horn section, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Well, that was assigned to me in school.
The horn?
We had 1 year where everybody had to take, like, band. Like, everybody. And they would assign an instrument to you. And they gave you the instrument for the
semester?
It was awful. Terrible.
The horn only has those three things, right?
I don't remember.
But you could hurt your lips if you don't blow the horn right.
Yeah, I would think so.
Like, you have to get
don't
really...
Don't blow too hard.
Yeah, you have to get really used to your lips being on the horn.
Yeah. You see your lips on a horn?
No. Never could figure that out.
Me neither.
The country of Peru, Jerry.
The country of Peru. There's a line that's never been said in the history of this show before.
It is a country, right? The country of Peru. Is Peru a country?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Google that. Is Peru a country? Is Peru a country or state? Peru is a mega diverse country. Okay. Just want to get it right. Peru claims, Jerry, that they have the world's oldest man.
I did see this. 124?
124 years old, Jerry.
You know what I like about this?
Yeah.
That means neither one of us have lived half our lives yet.
Yeah, 124.
The new benchmark, 124.
This guy must have had some 401k plan. He's a local farmer named Marcelino.
Yeah.
And he just turned 124 years old.
You know, we're talking about age. Someone posted, I love when people do this, the whole comparisons. You know, this was Archie Bunker at 48, or Carol O'Connor as Archie Bunker. There was one yesterday that said, I guess Ralph Macchio's birthday was recently, and it said Ralph Macchio is now older than Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, no. In the films?
Yes, and it showed Ralph Macchio's recent photo to Mr. Miyagi in the film. And he still looks like his grandfather. It's just different.
For some reason, yesterday on Twitter, Wilford Brimley was...
For Quaker Oats.
Yeah, he was trending.
So and I was an like, Imus character.
I was like, what is he trending for? So I clicked on it. It was a picture of Wilford Brimley at 55.
Right.
And the actor Paul Rudd. It looked like he could have been Paul Rudd's father.
Yes.
They were this in the picture.
Or grandfather.
Same age. Very strange.
Yes. Again, we're aging a lot better than we were. So 124. I always said 100. The hell with that. 124.
124. This guy from Peru. Jerry, do you remember that thing? When you were in grammar school, did you used to do, there once was a man from Peru?
No.
So you don't know this one at all?
I do know of it because my friend, what was this? This is a play on words to remember what?
No, this was just like, I don't know what you would call this, but this was just something that we would.
Like a Florida man?
No, we would like
a limerick.
A limerick, there it is.
And usually it was involving the island of Nantucket.
Yeah, there was, yes. Like this one was.
I have heard this before. We didn't do this in school, though.
Believe me, they weren't teaching us this. Oh. I'm saying as kids in the lunchroom, for some reason, we would. There once was a man from Peru who fell asleep in his canoe. While dreaming of Venus, he played with his.
Ew.
And that's
Venus.
And then it would continue from there. But yeah, Eddie's got the one. There once was a man from Kentucky who's bleeping.
Nantucket.
What did I say?
You just made up a word or a state or a city.
There once was a man from Nantucket whose was so long he could
Aha. Okay.
Wild stuff, Jerry.
Penis.
Yeah. So I don't know how they taught that back then and which teachers told us that, Jerry, but they should be prosecuted.
Got it.
Your New York Knicks are still alive for the number 2 seed, Jerry.
Yes, they are.
They're not my
New York Knicks.
Oh, you're a Nets fan.
They're Boomer and Geo's New York Knicks. They play tonight, by the way.
Who are they playing?
Knicks-Nets.
Oh, right. Knicks-Nets.
Oh, right.
So the number two seed, is that something that's desirable for the Knicks?
You always want to move up, of course.
But then don't you have to play? If you're higher up in NBA, you play lower ranked teams?
Correct.
Oh, so that's good. So you do want to higher up.
You'd be playing one of the play-in teams.
Which means nothing, by the way, because the play-in team last year were the Miami Heat, who went to the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors, who have won 7 straight, 9 of 10, or 5 straight, but 9 of 10. I forget how many in a row, but 9 of 10. They're in a play-in game. So you don't want to play. The Phoenix Suns with Kevin Durant are going to be in a play-in game. LeBron and the Lakers play. So that doesn't mean anything necessarily because teams don't play.
Like an AFC or NFC wildcard team getting in and going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's exactly what it would be like. That's what the Heat did last year.
Just get in and you've got a whole new season.
Yeah, especially with the way teams play now these days.
Yeah.
You're going to play a lot harder in the postseason now.
That's strange.
Yeah, I agree.
Very bizarre.
With what they make. I couldn't agree with you more.
It's like, oh, the playoffs are starting. Let's play.
Now let's roll.
Let's play
ball.
As
long as you make the playoffs. Not everybody makes it.
They're 100% making the playoffs, though, right?
For real. There's like 2 games left in the season.
For the audience, Jerry. Yes. Of course I know.
All morning yesterday I told you they've clinched the top 6 spot already.
Oh, right. So, I know, I actually saw that. I remember
the
updates, and I remember reading an article about that. They already clinched the 6 spot.
But now they're going 6 spot. Not the 6 spot. They're in 3rd place right now. They could finish 2nd.
Correct. I know that, Jerry. But for the audience that doesn't follow the NBA,
it's
nice to let them know what's going on.
Yeah.
I saw Kentucky is now...
Mark Pope. I mean...
Is coming from BYU.
Now, he played there, I believe. But could you imagine, like, you're Kentucky. No offense to Mark Pope. I'm sure he did it. Where is it? BYU?
BYU.
I guess he did a great job there in 5 years.
Evidently.
But you're reading all these articles. At some point, he's like, hey, guys, what about me? Oh, we'll get to you. And they did.
We just need 8 more people to say no.
Oh,
and then
God.
Mark Pope, you could roll up in here.
I did like at one point when I heard the report that Kentucky has hired one of their own. I'm like, come on, Chin or Bruiser. Come on, be one of Chin or Bruiser. It wasn't, though. It was not. Unfortunately, they went that direction. So be it.
Do you think Mark Pope's like... this is awesome, or is he like, I was the freaking 8th choice?
I think he says this is awesome because he's probably getting $8 million a year.
That is awesome.
Yes. And he said it was on the 96 championship.
That's what I just said. It was on the team.
Gio walked in.
No, it's okay. Was it Drew? Was he the one who they flew
Scott
out?
Scott Drew.
I believe they flew out privately to wine him and dine him. And they were like, we're good. No thanks.
We're going to wine you, dine you, 69 you, but you ain't getting the job. That was
I'm sure that they did that middle part because that'd be weird.
I don't know. I saw a quote in the paper.
Quick break.
One of the papers.
You did not see that quote in the paper. Quick break. We'll come back and wrap it up. I see G is ready to rock. Boomer and Geo next. Right now, Odyssey Sports Minute with Bart Winkler.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
About 45 seconds left. What'd you leave for the end?
Here's something I just saw one little thing about, and I thought I would have seen more things, Jerry, that they're building that soccer stadium next to
City Field.
NYCFC Stadium. How come I'm not hear that about that anywhere else?
I don't know. Because there have been a lot of things written about it, the whole buildup of the area.
Did they already clear out all those, what they call
been there. I don't know.
The chop shops, Jerry?
I have not been there this year. I don't think so.
What is the chop shop?
The auto body places.
But I always
where you buy hubcaps.
Hubcaps and catalytic
tires,
converters.
Things of that nature, Al.
But is it like...
they're all still there.
But is it like...
it's very dirty.
Right, is it a shady business?
Yeah, it's a lot of cash involved.
A lot of cash. You know, what I'm saying, is it like...
so are pizza places.
Stolen.
Delis.
Delis, too.
Yeah. Are they like stolen hubcaps that are then resold?
They could be. Could be some of those.
You don't ask questions.
WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.